And good morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. Rhonda is joining me. She's actually joining me a week early on this. We've got next week is the 4th of July week, which is sort of a strange week. It's the typical busiest week of the year for people traveling. We move into July. We're talking about July, even though it's still the very end of June right now. But last week was the summer solstice, and the summer solstice is the start in Chinese medicine of official summer. It's also the start of official summer pretty much in every culture, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And of course, though, with Chinese medicine, you know, it goes by the seasons, so that's why it's more significant than just the official woohoo, you know, roll out the sidewalk summers here.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking, roll out the, you know,
the air conditioning.
Run or roll out the barrel. It's those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. But it's, you know, summer is, you know, I was just telling you, talking to you about the fact that there are some people that just simply love summer. I typically love summer. Typically, it's when I take all of my vacation. It's also the July is when we have an event that I do, the single event, one week-long bike ride called Rag Bri that is an annual tradition for me. But it's also when I go visiting and spending some time. If I go to the beach, it's going to be typically in the summertime, typically in July. And temperate, you know, the foods you eat are all different than they're a lot different than when they are the rest of the year. And I typically feel my best, but I'm not sure if that's, but it's not. Then there's those people who say, oh, I hate summer. It's hot. It's sticky. It's humid. It's all of those things. I guess the question is the eye of the beholder. Each person to their own, is that right?
Well, and your body constitution has a lot to do with it as well. You know, so I think we talked before a little bit about Ayurvedic medicine, which maybe we could do that, prepare for an entire show talking about that. But that definitely is about the constitutions of your body. And some people carry more water, so the humidity is going to be more effective on them. You know, some people have seasonal affective disorder, so the sunshine is going to be better for them. It, you know, climate has a lot to do with it. Weather has a lot to do with it. But typically, if you are eating in harmony, you're going to eat with the season. So of course, yes, you know, summer's the time of all the fresh garden produce and all of those kinds of things.
A lot more salads, but you said horseradish is the secret. The secret. I guess what the secret to super summer feeling good, is that right?
Well, actually, July is National Horseradish Month, and you know, of all the radio shows I've done, the one that got the most comment was the when I talked about pickles and pickle juice, which that's also July as well. So I thought, okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what else is going on, and of course, with the change of seasons in Chinese medicine, each season has a different emotion, different organ, different taste, those kinds of things. So for summer, we're looking at heart and small intestine. The emotion is joy, and the flavor is pungent. And so horseradish, it fits perfectly because horseradish is considered on that pungent list. So people who have tried horseradish either really like it or they don't like it. You know, wasabi is another form of sort of, it's a Japanese horseradish. But July is National Horseradish Month, and people, I want to tell you, there are so many health benefits of horseradish.
Now, horseradish, I'm trying to think what I've had horseradish on. Typically, I've had horseradish. I think I've had horseradish. I know I've had horseradish in salads. I know I've had horseradish on, I think I've had horseradish on a hot dog before.
And it's typically, you know, a lot of places will serve it like with prime rib or roast beef. Sometimes they'll mix it in with sour cream, those kinds of things, like a horseradish sauce. It can have a little bit of a kickback to it depending upon how strong it is and those kinds of things too. But one of the things is that, and I didn't know this, that it actually contains protein. It contains some protein, lots of vitamins and minerals, but it's really good for things like maintaining weight loss. It helps curb your appetite. Those are some of the things. It's packed with nutrients that work as an antioxidant, so it really helps the immune system. It helps because it has calcium. It helps with your bones. It has potassium, so it helps with the heart, and it helps with blood pressure. It's actually, you would think something that's going to be hot and fiery would, you know, aggravate the blood pressure, but it does not. It actually helps to balance the blood pressure. So then, and you can see then why in Chinese medicine that would be something, since we're in the heart and intestine, because it also helps with digestion. And one of the things too is that horseradish can help prevent bacteria. So okay. like it helps with E. coli, staphylococcus, those kinds of things. So like if you have it on your sandwich, you know, that's going to help with that too. So it just kind of works through the whole digestive system. It's a very powerful medicinal.
I think I've usually had it as a sauce or as some kind of a topping or some kind of a condiment as
yes.
much as anything.
Yes.
Is that typical?
That's typical because it's so powerful, you know, and in the, you know, I can tell you that if you have a sinus thing or an upper respiratory thing, it helps with that too. So, you know, sometimes I could say just like eat a spoonful of horseradish, but I'm telling you, if you do that, you're going to be on fire because it's very, you know, a little bit goes a very long way.
Do they make it into soups or stews or anything like that?
Actually, like what I have done is that, you know, sometimes if I've cooked beef, you can actually like cook beef in the crock pot. You can put like a casing of horseradish on it, you know, pack around it. You can simmer it. It helps to tenderize it. And then that has a very good flavor in the broth. So yes, I have used it in soups. I've used it in medicinal things where you could put it in with maybe chicken broth or something like that.
Chase it with pickle juice, right?
Chase it with pickle juice.
Okay. You know? All right. We're talking about living with the seasons, eating with the seasons. We're talking about things that, that go on in the month of July and in the summertime. I think wind is one of the things we talked about over the course of the year. Wind is summer considered a wind season?
No, summer's fire. Summer is fire.
Okay.
So if you think
spring,
you know,
would be a wind
spring
season.
Spring would be windy. Think about flying a kite in March. Summer's when it's fire, it's hot, the sun is at its top. It's a yang principle, so it's going to be fiery. It's going to be those kinds of things. So that's where, you know, your body temperature is going to get hotter. Maybe tempers might flare a little bit more. Anything to do with fire. It also deals with the color red. So those are going to be some things that are affecting.
It is also when the sun stays up the longest and the days are that much longer than any other. It's the longest season in terms of length of day. Does that have an effect? Light? I'm going to guess you mentioned seasonal affective disorder. Well, if you're affected by seasonal affective disorder, what's the opposite of seasonal affective disorder? Is there an opposite?
Actually what it would do is happiness, joy, and of course that is the emotion for Chinese medicine for summer. So for instance, you were talking earlier about people that maybe don't enjoy summer as much. Okay, so maybe they have too much fire in their body, and that's why then it's intensified. And by that could be high blood pressure, that could be that they sweat too easily, you know, all of those kinds of things. So then going for a traditional Chinese medicine session with someone, they would work with those things. So like, for instance, if you're somebody who's hot all the time, then don't wear red in the summer, you know, wear something that's a more cooling color. So that's kind of how TCM works, is that you look for that balance. So if you have too much summer element or too much heat in your body, then you look for ways to cool down. So of course, water would be blue. Water would be something that you would help to cool down with as well.
All right. Do we have Mercury in retrograde anytime coming
soon? I don't think anything coming up pretty soon. I think it's going to be more in the fall.
Okay.
You're asking because you're getting ready to travel. That's why.
Travel and contracts and any of those sorts of things that you do. I know Mercury in retrograde tends to have a negative. Is there any other solar event? We had the solstice last week. But is there any other astrological events?
We did
coming?
Just have a very powerful new moon, so look for a lot of shifts and changes happening with that. That the new moon was going to really.
I've noticed that Mars seems to be very close right now and very red and very very bright in the morning sky. I don't know if that's something to do with anything.
And keep in mind, Mars has to deal. It's the planet red, so here
yes.
we are coming into the red season,
yes.
and Mars also deals with temperament and that kind of thing. Like, it's a very forceful planet. So of course it's going to appear closer because of, you know, going with the Chinese medicine. You have to understand, you know, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, they didn't have all of this modern technology that we have. So they relied on the planets and the seasons and all of those things in order to tell you what was going on, to kind of know what you needed to do in order to balance your life. So yeah, so again, you know, Mars is going to affect temperament and those kinds of things.
All right. Well, we're talking with Rhonda Rife. Rhonda, do you have anything coming up? Is there anything else that you have on your calendar? I know we talked about Reiki, I think, last time you were with us. Is there anything else on your calendar?
I just taught a continuing ed class for some massage therapists. So I definitely have those kinds of things going on with massage or Reiki, any of those kinds of things. So just give me a call at 752-0175, or you can find me on Facebook, Life's Pathways, and just we can go from there.
All right. Well, get what you need and live with the seasons, I think that is, and find ways to live naturally, because living naturally is a whole lot better than unnatural, right?
Exactly. And just a shout out, a reminder that pickle juice absolutely helps you if you're going to be, you need to be hydrated.
It's colors for the summer?
Well, again, red is going to increase your temperature. So
don't wear red.
Wear cooling colors if you're, you know, blues, greens, pastels, those kinds of things.
All right. 752-0175?
Correct.
All right. Rhonda Rife, thank you for joining me. Have a great summer.